BSBeavers.com here with Mike Kerfman, head women's basketball coach at Bemidji State. Mike, about to head out on the road for the final regular season weekend of the season. Minnesota Duluth Friday, St. Cloud State on Saturday. It's been a while since you've seen these teams. Early December is when both teams visited BSU Gymnasium. What do you know, starting with Friday, about Minnesota Duluth, and what do you need to do to get a win?
Well, anytime you play Minnesota Duluth, you know you're going to play a team that's very physical. They're going to really get after defensively. The first time we played them, the first half, they got off to a double-digit lead. Second half, we outscored them by four. So, we figured some things out in the second half when we played them here. Hopefully, we can carry those things forward and the things that we've learned and things that we've improved on. And we played a very physical Concordia St. Paul team last Saturday, and we're fortunate enough to get the win. It's going to be the same style game, I think, this tomorrow night against Minnesota Duluth. St. Cloud, when we played them the first time here, it was like a track meet. It was a very high-scoring 99-82 game, and it was a lot of shots went up and just a back-and-forth game. So these two teams play kind of different styles. Duluth is going to be more grinded out half-court. St. Cloud likes to get up, shoot the three a little more, and fast-break a little more. So two different styles. We need to adjust to both of them as we head into the conference tournament next week.
Like I talked about, it's been a while since you've seen them. Obviously, you'd like to think your team is different from early December, those teams as well. You talked about watching film about last time, but how much preparation you have to do of what they've done maybe just in the last few weeks?
Well, obviously, we not only watched the first time we play them, but you're right, that was a couple of months ago. And so we go back and look at the last five or six games that they played pretty hard to see, because a lot of things happen in 2 months. Minutes for players can change, who starts can change. Sometimes the style changes. That doesn't change usually a lot, but maybe they're throwing a new wrinkle in. For example, both Duluth and St. Cloud are playing more zone this year than they've played in the past. So that's something that's a little different, and both of them have played at Duluth in particular in the last few weeks. So then you have to brush up on your zone offense a little more than we probably would have if we hadn't played them yet this year, because that's not their typical style. So you learn a lot. Obviously, the film tells us and shows us a lot, and with the access we have now with technology, you know just about everything about everybody.
Real quickly, what's your top goal heading into this last weekend, knowing that you have a playoff game on the road next Wednesday?
Well, to continue what we did last Saturday, that was a great team effort, a lot of good energy defensively, a lot of good things offensively against a really tough Concordia St. Paul team that's a regionally ranked team. So if we can do those things, figure out what we did, talked about them, and carry them forward to this weekend and into the conference tournament, I like our chances.
Mike, good luck.
Thanks, Dex.